friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
Welcome everybody to episode 13 of Good Friends and Fess, a brilliant companion piece for long days at work, long drives on the buses, and long walks along the beach. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Lee.
I'm Fess.
I'm Batman.
No, I'm not. I'm Matt. Should we get it started with a bit of
general chit-chat?
Alright guys, so yeah, I've just been starting to get my workout regime back up to scratch. One of my mates actually just opened a gym. He's opened up a gym which is, it's kind of like a CrossFit style gym. So it kind of feels like a Hard Knocks type gym. If you get in there and you sweat your ass off. But it's funny because there's all different ranges of people in there. So there's your beefcakes and then like your middle-aged women.
And then you.
Well, that's where I'm getting to this. It's quite demoralizing actually because I'm quite a beginner in it. He'll be like, all right, the boys get the 40s, Stephen get a 25. I'm like, all right, when did I not become part of the boys?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Is it in like a big tin shed?
No, it's in a really nice venue actually. But yeah. it's just mats down, weights. Like it feels like a real man's gym. Yeah. Except that you're working out sometimes next to a middle-aged
woman. With middle-aged women. Yeah. Which are the opposite of men.
And you're not considered one of the boys.
No.
So is that like, Stephen, you look like you should be working out. You should probably come to my gym.
No, I'm just trying to support him. Supporting friends, man. Starting up a new business.
Word.
Yeah. Especially so young. It's something I'd like to do. Start up a business. If I could afford it.
How long do you have to support a friend's business, though? Like, if it's a shit service. No. Like, surely you could, like, you know, if they opened up a butcher's and you're getting food poisoning at the steak you bought, how many times do you have to go there before you're like, all right, I'm not buying your fucking meat anymore?
Very good point. But no, he is quite good.
Well, good on him and his gym pursuits. I've never been to a gym. I don't know. Never.
I just started going back 2 weeks ago and it was rubbish.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better now for it though, but it's just demoralising using the same weights as small children.
Yeah, well that's effectively how I felt, but you know, it's like a growth thing. So hopefully in a few weeks I'll be doing what like a 15-year-old kid could do.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel better about myself.
Prepubescent teen.
Yeah.
So exactly. Fez, do you go to the gym or just wrestle with men? How do you get fit?
Yeah, just wrestling and also the wrestling.
What's your favorite guy at doing?
No, we pretty much at the wrestling club. There is also like equipment that there will be in the gym, but like the like Olympic weights and all that kind of stuff.
So you're lifting at Olympic level. You're telling us,
yeah. Well,
whatever, dude. You're not an Olympic weightlifter wrestler.
No, just equipment. Like there's really huge ass big weights and bars and stuff.
Yeah, weights and bars.
You wait for
they just called Olympic weights. I don't know why, but that's what they're called.
Probably because their weights they're used in the Olympics.
Yeah. Perhaps. Oh, that's their brand, maybe. Olympic tires aren't used in the Olympics.
No, I mainly just go just wrestling more so than actually working out.
You find it's a good way to socialise with other guys?
Yeah.
Being sweaty on their backs?
Face to face over, like, bearing over them?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Awesome. Matt, so do any of you have dreams to open up your own business?
Only stupid novelty ones. But it involves me having a lot of money, so it doesn't matter if they flop, which they will.
Yeah.
So, realistically, no.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Well, if I had millions of dollars, I would open up a business where I just... it's like a call centre, but there's no service being provided. You just call someone and go... and hang up and then tick them off the list and go to the next.
Okay.
And so I'd have like 40 employees, health benefits, annual leave, sick pay, all that stuff. I don't know how it would make money, but
can
it'd
I
be
send
funny.
You my CV?
Yeah, you're the first, you're CEO, brother.
Yeah.
All right, Krebsy, hit us off with the first segment of the week.
First segment of the week is Club Sandwich! If you didn't quite understand what I said, it was club sandwich. And that should have a hyphen in between the middle. Because what it is, right, is quite often you joke around with your friends when you're drunk and you're like, oh, if I owned a club, this is what I'd do to it, this is what I'd call it. And then there's some health freaks out, like Mr. Jim over here, who might just want to open up a fresh, healthy sandwich bar. So here's a segment. If you were to open up either a sandwich bar or a nightclub bar, what would they be called, and what would be the shtick of it? Like, what would be the attractive feature? What would you do with that club? So I won't start with Fez because he's not creative. Matt, club or sandwich?
It would have to be a club.
Yeah,
because Subway already exists. I don't need two sandwich bars in my life.
Fair enough.
And it would be named Nipples, and the theme would be nipples.
So it's a strip club.
No.
No.
just heaps of people with nipples.
Male and female nipples?
I don't. Actually, I'm going to say I don't care. I do. I care quite a lot. I'm putting all my money into this investment. I should care a little bit. I don't know. Maybe like a topless swank bar type thing. I don't know. So basically HQ with topless women.
Okay.
But you're allowed to, like, pinch the nipples of the people there. You know, strip clubs, you're not allowed to touch them?
Man.
Not a fan of that.
No, one. There are some strip clubs where you can touch them.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Just not in South Australia. Not that I know that. I've heard. I read it on Wikipedia.
We've done extensive research.
And it's only the nipple you can touch, so you can't touch any of the rest of the breast or chest. It's got to be just a tweak of the nipple.
General rule of thumb is, it's got, like, the patch of skin you're touching has to be, like, maroni nipple coloured. If you're touching light pink, you know, security will escort you out. Or, you know, brown. We're not racist.
I was thinking we're like,
we'll employ all kinds of ethnicities.
The outfits would just have holes where the nipples are, so you don't even see boob. It's just like two nipples hanging out of the t-shirt.
Maybe I'll just buy him the white Bonds t-shirts and put a hole saw where the nipples are.
Yeah. Would the drink special be a slippery nipple?
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
With actual slippery nipples. Like, you'd pour the shot.
That's murder.
It's not murder, it's just customization of the body. It's like a chop shop for humans.
Okay, I got out of hand quickly.
Yeah.
Started off relatively harmless.
Should we move on before I get arrested?
Yes, I think so.
Nipples. Alright, that's a good one. Steven?
Mine would be simply named a question mark.
Oh, sorry. Club or sandwich?
Oh, yeah, okay. Club.
I think it's quite obvious that I only put the sandwich in because the title sounded better than to tell me what the name of your club would be and why.
Exactly. Well, nobody's going to want a sandwich store.
Well, we don't know. There's some people out there that,
that's true.
Fez is a pretty healthy now dude. He doesn't drink much.
Now he's got that contemplation face. I'm like, what I prefer.
But yeah, so it'd be called question marks and just the symbol question mark.
Yeah.
And the general thing would be you have no idea what you're going to drink. So you pay a set fee and you just get it in like a
preset drinks menu.
In a cup that's completely covered except for with a straw at the top. And you have no idea what you're drinking.
So many lawsuits.
It's like it would be so easy just to spike drinks in that kind
of situation. But you can earn some money as well though. So you pay a set $5 and sometimes you're getting something quite alcoholic.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just getting water.
Oh.
So, and then...
water, you'd be kind of peeved. You're like,
you'd be peeved, but then you try your luck again. It's kind of like gambling with your drinks.
It's like lucky dip. I can see it's a merit in that.
Yeah, so that's how you get your money. And another thing is, like, this isn't all related to the theme, but I would have seriously lax dress codes.
Yeah.
Like, you would be able to get into this joint with track pants if you really felt the need. Because I'm sick and tired of bouncers crapping down on that. Yeah. And they seem to change their mind on, like, what you can and can't wear every month.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just whether or not they like you. You obviously aren't liked very much. Because I get in fine.
Man. Steven's trying to get in with the I hate N-words like Die Hard 3. N-words. Told you, mate. Can't do it. Question mark. All right. Nice one. Would there be a door charge or do you just give them your wallet and they take whatever? Might be $1. It might be $100.
Yeah.
That's not a good...
I'm just taking over everyone's ideas.
That's true, you're out of God. Well, that's good, yeah. That's like what you do, you brainstorm before you invest in a club.
That's true. You're talking to more than one person.
Yeah. But no, that'd be good, yeah, random door charge.
That'd be sick watching everyone, like, get around and scull their drinks, just looking at the faces of what everyone else got, like,
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
Nice one. All right. Speaking of question marks, Fez, what, club or sandwich?
Well, I was going to go with club, but I think I changed my mind to sandwich.
Switch it up. Let's give the kid a chance.
You're a piece of outlying data, Fez. That's what you
are. Well, because you mentioned that, you know, Subway is pretty much a generic sandwich bar, yeah. But it's always emphasizing on the healthy. Maybe a sandwich bar that's not so much healthy.
A fatty sandwich.
Fatty sandwich.
Hungry Jacks exist, Fez. Yeah, are we talking about burgers, Fez?
No, sandwiches. Well, you could probably just put all that shit in there, like, you know, have your fries in there with your meat and,
that's,
you know,
a burger meal.
Some. No, then just
get your Big Mac sauce on it.
No, you know, put like your sweet chili sauce, your like Suzuki sauce, garlic sauce.
I don't need the sauce. Let's get the idea.
That's, fucking, that's a Euros bite. It exists.
All right.
No, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But in a sandwich.
Less of a health focus, just whatever you want. In a
just, yeah.
I'd go to that.
Like you know, what's that place, that Hard Rock? You know how you just put all that all that stuff in there? Just a sandwich version of
so
that.
So you can have like Vegemite and ice cream sandwich
or
something.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Actually, that's not bad. That's probably the best thing you've ever said in this show.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Here we go. And yes, we're back. Give him a little bit of confidence
and we're
crashes down.
The world is as it should be once more.
Yeah. All right, Fez, what's it called? Come on.
If you say Fez's sandwiches,
Fez's sandwiches, right. Nah.
You've got to say something.
We actually need to come up with anything. That's the beauty of creativity, Fez. You can just say anything.
Call it San Remo for a weekend.
No, I just call it the
Pubway. Get a beer with your sandwich.
Yes.
Fat way.
Fat
way. I like it.
Fat way.
Fat way.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice one.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Especially not that creative, but yeah.
Oh, all
right. Really.
Excellent.
Good stuff. Well, boys, my club and a mate of mine and myself have been talking about this for years. I want to do it. It's going to be called the Sly Gander, right?
Yes.
And the front of it, right?
Is this going to peep shelves?
No. We want to set the scene of filth and slime and sleaze. So it's called the Sly Gander. And the sign out the front is like a neon duck looking really shifty. Like looking from left to right. So like... zzz, 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 zzz. Anyway, so what happens at the Sly Gander is girls enter from one entry, being at the back. And the guys enter at the front entry, right? And the club opens at 8. And at 10, you're not allowed in. So you've got a 2-hour window to get into the club. All right.
Lines are going to be ridiculous at that
big
point.
Lines. Yeah. Yep. And once you're inside, there's a cage, like, dividing the entire pub. And on one side, there's the women. And on one side, there's the guys, right?
Like
so you
this.
Can't physically go over and talk to them.
This is sounding more like a game show.
So you get, like, you get 1 hour to get your drinks in and kind of, you know, like, peek through the cage, prison style, to see what's happening. And then at 11, an air raid siren goes off and it goes, "Gentlemen, start your engines!" And the cage lifts up and then you can mingle with one another.
Oh, man!
And to top it off...
That sounds so aggressive.
But the funny thing is, though, after a couple of weeks, the club will be dead, so there's only going to be, like, 5 people in there. So there's going to be one guy sitting on the couch and, like, 3 girls playing a game of pool or something, and it'll be like, "Gentlemen, start your engines!" And the cage lifts up, and he, like, slowly just walks over there and then gets rejected.
What you're basically describing to us is, like, a prison riot.
Yeah.
Meets speed dating.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty
much. It's kind of, yeah, speed dating.
Yeah. And also, all the securities are in fancy dress as well.
Good lord.
So the security guards are either dressed as bears one night or clowns the next.
I imagine there'd be a lot of chanting through the bars as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'd be like they would be shaking.
Yeah.
Jeering. Yeah. Throwing flaming rolls and dummy roll at each other.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be open for a long time because of legal reasons and whatnot. But
insurance?
I just love the fact of a cage rising up and that's when you can mingle with people. Of the opposite sex.
No, that is great.
Good lord.
That is great.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Yeah. Sly Gander, when I get my million, I'm going
to... Sounds like something that you have to do in your lifetime.
Open a club.
They're going
to
be...
No, just to go to this joint.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
So many sexual harassment lawsuits.
But then I'm not promoting that stuff. I'm just saying, like...
It'll make money.
It's just, as soon as that day opens, I want to see the first person to run over. That'll be the funniest
And
thing.
I'll picture you sitting upstairs in a corner and you're like, one-way mirror.
Yeah. Of an office, like, that's it. Mingle. Piles and bloody cash and drugs.
Cigar in a poorly lit room. Monitors everywhere. Like,
That's it. Mingle.
Praying on the like a fucking villain striking a hairless cat.
Yeah. No, that's a sweet idea. Yeah. I think it's not too bad, man. You wouldn't get too much. Like, really, when the cage opens up, it's almost like a normal club. It's just you've been eyeing your prey for the last
And that's the thing. You don't know whether, like, another dude has. Because in a normal club, you come in, it's like, oh, she's already talking to him. Yeah, there could be five guys on one side of the cage.
Okay, just waiting. Can I add on to yours, then?
Yeah.
You should get them all to wear numbers. So you can be like, I'm looking after number 7, how about you? He's like, yeah, right, you can have 7, but I'm going to go 12.
Like a prison jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Fuck it, paint by numbers.
So that concludes Club or Sandwich.
I like it.
And I think we've got some pretty profitable establishments there. Well, besides yours, Fez.
I'd actually go to Feathers.
Yeah, truthfully, I would as well.
Yeah, Fish is, to be honest, to be the one that I'm least interested in.
Yeah, I was going to remember yours. It happened 4 minutes ago. I forgot. What was yours?
It's not important now.
Nipples.
Nipples, that's right.
I think we've all decided that mine was the shittest.
Yeah, and let's move on. Let's move on to Leroy's segment.
And you're listening to Leroy's Lube News. And today's top story, drink driving. Just like one of our new members who's actually got caught drink driving. Today's top story is not just about drink driving, it's going to that next level. What? What is it? It's having sex while drink driving. A New Mexican man basically faced multiple charges after police say he was having sex with a woman while driving drunk and crashed. This resulted in a woman ejecting through the vehicle, naked, with deep cuts to hit her face and her head. But in all seriousness, who would want to have sex while driving? I mean, a quick blowjob? Yeah, maybe. I mean, you lose concentration when you're driving, especially when you hit that peak. Were any of you guys considered having sex while driving?
Alright, what a legend. That is the first thing that comes to my mind. That is rock and roll in a nutshell.
That is rock and roll. I don't care if that guy has no musical talent. He would sell records with that story.
Someone give that bloke a medal.
I just love the fact that, you know, like in a couple of years, he'll be at a job interview for like, you know, a tax accounting firm or something. And they're like, oh, we see you've got a criminal conviction. What was that for? I was like, I was having a route whilst driving at 0.5. You're hired.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You got the job.
See, you can have my job.
He just quits and walks out.
Just a new HR manager.
The only thing that would make that story more impressive if it was a manual.
True that. Both feet going. Hand on your knob. Other hand on your knob. And far out.
Could you do it on a bike?
Sex on a bike?
Yeah.
Oh, your balance would have to be incredible.
If you got one of those dual bikes, you know, where you're sitting behind the other person, it would kind of work.
If you get the chick to ride, you're riding on the back, you know, sort of doggy style, but on a motorbike, you're both leaning into each other. Couple of speed humps, you know, drive over those little divots in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Sexy time.
So Lira's question, though, from that story was, would you partake in this?
Yeah, I don't think I'd have the coordination. I'd love to, but I don't. Yeah, I mean, I struggle to drive.
You think you like crash too early?
Yeah.
Oh no. Well, I think I'll. Something will happen too early.
Crash too early. Like, there's an appropriate time during that crash.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult to drive while drunk. It's kind of difficult to have sex while drunk as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Doing them both together.
I'm pretty bad at sex normally. Like.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, would I do it if I could?
If we could.
Oh, and of course, I'd practice. I knew I wasn't going to endanger other people's lives, and general disclaimer that we should.
Nah, fuck that. No. If someone ran me over and they were banging whilst drunk, I'd be like, fair enough.
It'd feel pretty bad now if the chick you were humping just ends up straight through into a shop window or something. She's just left the front car and just is in pieces.
That is intense.
Yeah.
That is. And that's a hell of a walk of shame for that girl, though. In the hospital.
All the doctors and nurses in the hallway like, walk of shame. Walk of shame.
Nah, cool. All right, let's get the next piece of news.
And for the next story, this story will be a little bit more interesting. What do you guys think about two countries merging together? Well, what happened was, there was a White House petition that calls for merging United States and Australia to form Ameristralia. I mean, seriously, would you want to combine two countries together, which is basically aeons apart? It is a good idea, but still so far apart. It's like one end to the other and the other end of the world. Literally. What are you guys' thoughts about merging with America with Australia?
All right. guys?
Nah.
Yeah. I like, you know, how everyone else perceives Australia as just drunken louts.
Yeah.
I don't really
is
want
that to... much different to America, though?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because
They're just fat.
Americans
cunts.
Are just polite when they're drunk.
Jeez. Like, yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Americans are politer than we are.
Yeah. But they're loud, but they're fun loud. See, we just are disgusting.
Drink, fight, and root.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I don't want to like water that down.
Yeah, true that.
It just our yeah, just keeping your general identity is,
yeah.
is nice.
If anything, like don't merge the countries, but just let us work in America without having to have a visa and be it really hard and vice versa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to combine it. Just let me go there and work.
Yeah, but that would probably lead to less identity as well, though, because everyone was just going freely in between Australia and America. There'd probably be a shit ton of Americans here anyway, and we'd be pretty much America too.
Where do you draw the line, though? I mean, if Australia and America, they're pretty big places. Once those two merge, then eventually England will want in. They'll feel left out. And then eventually it'll just be like one population just taking over everything. Just
yeah.
conforming.
Cause a lot less wars.
Well, sure. I would say it probably cause more.
How? Once it's all done and settled, though.
Once the dust settles.
Yeah. Once the nuclear
once
holocaust is over.
Yeah. It'll be swell.
Once Stephen's Hitler-esque regime has been fulfilled.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, there are some stuff in Australia that's considered socially normal here that isn't in America.
Yeah.
For instance, the word cunt. Over here, get away with it. Over here, get away with it in America.
Oh, would you, Fez? I'd like you to leave.
Yeah.
I'm deeply offended.
How dare you bring such filthy language between these walls?
But yeah, in America, it's not. They look down on the word.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know what you mean. There are definitely differences. Yeah, emerging countries, I don't know. I'd prefer to split countries up, if anything. Go the other way.
Yeah.
I like variety.
Yeah.
What, old East and West Germany? Is that what you want again? Is that what you want again? You want a death strip with sand in the middle?
Put the wall up.
The no longer wall.
No, I mean, like, WA, I mean, they already act like their own country over there.
Yeah, no shit, they can get fucked.
Well, no, WA listeners, thank you very much.
Why are these things so expensive over there? I paid $23 for bacon and eggs. I know everyone's extremely rich because they're all in mining over there, but come on!
Yeah.
$22 for bacon and eggs.
That is expensive.
That's ridiculous. Mind you, that was 4 years ago. Things might have changed, but...
I wouldn't pay that much for an aborted human fetus, let alone a fucking chicken egg.
Well... Alright, we've entered into aborted fetuses.
Good. Cheers. Let's abort this segment.
I bet you didn't see it going there.
Thanks, Leroy.
And that's all for Leroy's Loopy News.
Now it's time for my segment, Parental Guidance. My segment's basically just, you know how you see parents doing embarrassing, stupid shit? You know, if your mum's drunk and dancing up on the table shirtless or something.
That hasn't happened to me, but but I get the idea.
Yeah, I just came because last night I was, you know, drunk dancing with about, I don't know, three of my mates' mums. I was having a good time. The next morning, I was just looking at them and they were just like, oh my God, what are you doing, mum? So I was just wondering if you guys had had any similar experiences.
Sorry, were you dancing naked with them on a table?
Not naked or on a table. But, you know, just drunk dancing.
Yeah.
So is the segment, like, have you ever drunk down?
No, it's just embarrassing. Yeah. Embarrassing shit that your parents have done to you, or, you know, that you've seen other people's parents do.
Alright, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lee, what have you got for us, mate?
Well, I've got two instances. One that I was involved in and one that I witnessed. Okay. None of them were my parents, because they're lovely people. The other were just heinous bogan parents, though. I'll start off with the first one. My under-13s baseball coach, right? He was pretty much like was Billy Bob Thornton from Bad News Bears?
Yeah.
He was that guy. Like, okay. He would rock up to training, he had a ciggy in his mouth.
Yeah, right.
He was like, alright, we're gonna learn how to fucking catch fly balls. Anyway, we lost every game by like 40 runs. We were terrible.
Oh.
Anyway, one day we were playing against this team who was thrashing us. We were 35 runs down at the end of the fifth innings, which is just unheard of in baseball. So he takes us into the change rooms. We all sit down. He's quiet for about 10 seconds and just goes, "You guys are the laziest bunch of fucking assholes I've ever met. Fuck you." He walks out and drives off. Some of us were 11 years old. Some of us were dead set 11 years old. We had no idea what to do. The parents had to get into the car to chase him down and try and convince him to come back and coach the rest of the game. So that was ridiculous. And the other one, terrible bit of parenting that I saw, was at the Melbourne Zoo. There was some Darrow mum from Frankston or something standing there. And she's got her filthy ass trackies on. And once again, the Siggy and the...
So her name was Sharon almost.
Her name was Shazza McBazza or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, she looks around and she goes, "Where's Toby?" Obviously her little kid.
Yeah.
And she leans down to her daughter, who's about four. She's like, "If you don't find your brother in 10 seconds, you're getting a smack." And then this poor kid just starts crying. She's like, "Toby! Toby!" And he's walking around, and the mum is just following her, going, 10, 9, oh, wow. 8, 7.
That's
and
horrible.
I was like, yeah. "Look for your own kid, you heinous whore."
That is horrible.
Wow. I know. Yeah. That is unreal. I've never seen such bad parenting. Yeah. So wow. There were two reasons. Well, not two reasons. Two things.
Oh, those are some awful parenting jokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what about you, Stephen? You're a bit weird. You would have had some horrible.
I am
parenting.
A bit weird, but my parents are less weird. They're pretty. Nah, my parents are all good. But I have known some weirdo parents in the past. When it comes to mind, is a friend of mine was having a birthday shindig, and it was a birthday shindig. It was like a 16 party. It was a mixture of, you know, family and friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which is always, I always avoided those as much as I could, because it is a bit embarrassing. You get some of the relatives over, yeah. And, you know, mingling with you, trying to be hip.
Like, yeah, fuck that.
But one of the mums of the boys that was there was came over to us. He's like, "Hey, how you guys going?" Yeah. I just couldn't help but notice, but like, I'll say Jimmy for the sake of this poor guy.
Fucking Jimmy.
Yeah, they're like, "So I noticed Jimmy's a lot musclier than the rest of you guys are." And like, we're like 16. None of us. Yeah.
Is that his mum as well?
Yeah, his mum.
Fucking talk it up.
Yeah. You know, like, it's all good to be proud of your children. But yeah, don't rub it in other kids' faces.
Exactly.
And like, he was like, obviously worked out a fair bit. I, on the other hand, didn't work out or play footy. I played soccer.
What?
The real football.
Anyway. Oh, let's not get into that. Anyway,
moving on. So then, like, this went on for a while. I was like, "Yeah, nah, you guys should seriously work out like he did. You pick up chicks and stuff." Like, she was trying to be hip to us. And we're like, "I've actually got a girlfriend." So I was like, "And Jimmy doesn't, so..." But she actually called Jimmy over. She's like, "Jimmy, come over here."
Yeah.
We're standing there, and she made Jimmy flex to the rest of us.
What, take your shirt off and take photos as well?
She did the old, like, rip up just to see a bit of the bottom ab as well. I was like, "Lift your shirt up." He's like, "Nah." And then she grabbed it while he's trying to hold his t-shirt down. It was the most uncomfortable thing I've witnessed. And as you can imagine, we all gave Jimmy shit for the rest of the year.
Oh, as you would, for the rest of his life.
Yeah. How could you not know that's, like, not what your son wants to do? And his friends don't want to see that shit.
No. Yeah.
So, Jimmy, come here and show us a bit more of your body.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah, she was trying to be helpful, I think. I think she had good intentions, but it was one of the weirdest things I've ever been a part of.
Did she know? Was she as much promoting him as slamming you guys, though?
She was trying to say, you know, I think she just wanted, like, gym buddies for Jimmy. But,
So she basically just walked over and called you guys a pack of mutts.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, not so many words. You're right. No, think about it. She was downgrading us a fair bit.
The intentions weren't so pure, were they?
Yeah. I think she. Yeah, there was a few other mums there as well, and she was because I think she'd had a few to drink. To be fair to her, and,
well, you'd hope so.
Yeah, always good.
Yeah, and she was talking amongst the other mums
about,
like, I think they were asking, like, who's the, like, I don't know, strapping young man over there. So then she's like, "That's mine." Whatever.
Which one of our sons would you bang the most?
So what had happened is the rest of the parents got sick of listening to her jaw on and made her go sit at the kids' table.
I think so, yeah. Anyway.
That is heinous.
Yeah. Poor Jimmy.
Well, you know, my parents aren't obviously like that go crazy or anything. They don't really drink or do any of that stuff. Well, so, yeah, I've worked at a retail store, which you guys have all worked at before, and I've noticed, you see, I'm sure you guys have all seen a lot of bad parenting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. A kid shit himself when we were working there. And the parent just hurried him along a bit quicker. And I'm not talking
about... He had the runs in both
I'm
ways.
Not talking a real young kid that you expect to shit themselves with a nappy on. Like, this guy had shorts on. And I shit you not, a bit of poo just fell out. And the kid just went like... The mum just hurried him along.
Yeah.
People were like wheeling pallet jacks and shit through that all up. I'm like, I'm not getting involved.
Well, I'm not... Like, what I'm getting at is... I wouldn't say this is... so much shit parenting. I'd say, have you seen like how the kids are sometimes crazy, they want their parents to buy a toy and that,
yeah.
And just the parents just seem to not know what to do, and you just want to say like, just smack the fucking kid.
Yes. No, I'm with Fez on this.
Just discipline your child.
Yeah.
Alright, so once again you missed the point.
Yeah, I know, but there wasn't really anything though. I'm just saying this, what the parents should do instead of just being like soft and be like, oh no, sorry, no. Tommy, it's like, no. Just, you know, all
yeah,
that.
I can get on board with that. No Nancy parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have one aside from just dancing with a few ladies?
Not as such, no.
It's not very good of me, is it?
Pretty much the segment should have been, I'm going to say what I did last night, and then you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Well, Fish, it was your first try at a real segment.
You're getting better. It was, well, at least you had a segment title.
I had a segment title and a segment. This is going up for me. Yeah, no, I'll give you a pass on that.
I'm going to say he's done better than me.
We'd all say that.
Yeah, that's what the show is about, pretty much. Yeah. That's our selling point.
Cool. Alright, so now my segment. He's unconvincible, unconvincible. Alright, my segment is unconvincible.
No, really?
Yeah, I know it comes as a shock to many. But what I've done this week is I've gotten everybody to nominate a debate, a trivial debate of something where they're strongly in favour on one side, and then I've designated another person from the group to argue than why they should come over to the other side. So perhaps this can best be given with an example. For example, if you were a stoic Port Adelaide supporter, I would say you have to convince this other member of the GFAF crew why the Crows are better. And I've let everyone know the topics. Everyone's nominated theirs. So we might just go around here. I'll give you a minute and a half. And what I want you to do is just try and convince the other person why they're wrong about their beliefs and whatever trivial issue it is.
In religion?
Yeah, it's not going to... Hopefully it won't get that deep. But, yes.
In the Quran, it clearly states...
And I know, like, if you were a Port supporter, you're not going to be, like, changing your mind after this minute and a half. But I'd just like to give a rating as to how convincing you think the other person was from a scale of, like, 1 to 10.
Scale of Fez to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fez to human.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Corbs, let's start off with you then.
All right.
My debate. So the debate I gave you is I hate seafood, but I love...
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I'm sorry,
I don't get into this.
Yeah. This is a debate between Corbs and I. We will lock eyes over this issue.
You're not welcome. Make your phone call, go to the toilet if need be.
Yeah, no input from you, Fish.
I'm on Corbs' team.
Let's seafood versus land food. Land food being all other meats.
Yeah.
I'd like you to tell me why I should be getting on board with seafood.
Yeah?
I give you a minute and a half.
Is it limited to meat? Because, you know, seaweed.
Yeah, it is.
All right, go. All right. Stephen, you look like a pretty classy guy, yeah? Would you think you're classy?
Yeah.
Sophisticated? You got a good job.
Thank
you. Dress well. Nice car, nice house. What are you doing eating land food? Honestly, mate, what are you doing? Think about it. All right? Jay-Z, his film clips. He's sitting on the beach in Sorrento with Beyonce next to him. He's not eating a sausage and bread, is he? No. He's not eating a shitty dry-ass patty off the barbecue. He's eating oysters. He's cracking lobsters. He's drinking shrimp cocktails. It's pimp, man. It's respectable. Sausages aren't respectable. They are the most budget of cheap shit meal ever, all right? It's ridiculous. Why would seafood be so expensive if it was terrible? It's not. It's amazing. Tell me one thing that you like about meat. What's that one thing you do like about meat? Land food.
It's crispy.
It's crispy?
And I know that, like, it hasn't been swimming in piss.
All right. I'll give you this. I'll tell you what's crispy. Salt and pepper squid. Has it been swimming in piss? Maybe. But who pissed in there? Probably a hot chick. Yummo. That's what I'm saying. So look, it's up to you. Final conclusion. Do you still want to eat that shit that you call land food?
Wow.
Well, it was a convincing argument. Am I going to stop eating land food? No.
Well, I think everyone would die if they did. Yeah. But
challenge accepted.
Also, I like the phrase land food. More people should adopt that. Yeah, that should be on a restaurant menu.
Just in the supermarket, just instead of like meat, poultry, land food, water food, sky food,
wet and dry food.
Yeah, but will I give it a go? Maybe. You brought up some good points about in certain scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, if I was ever again in the singles market and I was trying to look classy, maybe I would go for a shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, sure.
I'd be hating every minute of it. Right. But
I'll tell you what, you're going to impress a chick more by ordering 2 dozen oysters at a restaurant than a fucking, you know,
snag.
Mainly the piss factor that actually.
No, I just don't enjoy the taste, is the main thing. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. No, and so from scale, you're right. We're going to give you a rating. Give me a 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
Oh, come on, man. No, that's how far I'm considering seafood now. More than I was previously.
So you never did. You were at a 0 before.
Yeah, I was at a 0. So I moved from 0 to 3. So that's not bad,
man. That's pretty good. That's a 30% increase in 1 minute.
Whew. Yeah, it's not too bad. Like, a 10 would be, I've changed my mind completely. I love seafood. I'm throwing out all my land food.
Yeah, yeah. Throw out your land. Throw your land food in the landfill.
All right. So, Fez, you ready for your debate?
As in, I'm going to convince Lee?
Yeah. Yep. So, just quickly give a summary of what your debate was.
My debate is tofu versus salami.
Yeah, you need to convince Lee.
Obviously, I like salami. Yeah. Obviously, I love it, like. Even though it is land food, it's the one that I enjoy more than seafood. So it's that one land food that I like.
Yeah, play land food, it's great. Yeah. All right, you got a minute and a half to convince him why tofu's all right. Go.
Well, you know, tofu, as it is quite bland, but depending on what you want to make with it, stir fry or anything that has like a good broth, it will taste like, say, have a chicken broth. Tofu tastes like chicken. If you have it with a, you know, beefy stock, it's going to taste a bit like beef. Salami's just always going to be salami. It's just always going to have that taste. Also, tofu, healthy, salami isn't.
Oh, I'm sure to buy a tofu sandwich.
You got a minute left, Fezzy.
Yeah. You know, it's has good stuff. Oh, I don't know. Shit, I don't like tofu
either. Kelsey, you don't like it, dude.
That's not the good... Come on. Still got some time.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds to save yourself.
I'm easily convincible.
You know, you don't know what's in salami. Salami's made from, like, the stuff, you know, the leftover meat. You know, like your
dongs.
Ears and dongs and noses and whatnot.
Dongs.
But yeah, it's... Well, tofu, you know, it's just... It's a vegetable. It's natural.
What is it, Fez?
Tofu.
No, what's it made of?
Yeah, what is it made of?
Soy. It's soy.
All right. Yep. You got anything else? 10 seconds?
Closing statement? And that's my closing statement. Yeah, tofu is healthier and better than salami.
All right.
Okay. Well, I don't mean to be cruel, but your main argument...
That's a good way to start a sentence.
Yeah. Tofu. Your main argument for tofu is it tastes great if you add other things to it.
Yeah.
That is not tofu. It's so, more like... Which is like, you know...
Well, what do you add with salami, though? Like, just on a pizza?
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Okay, that's...
Look, the only thing I'm going to give you is that, yes, tofu is better for you than salami. But on a scale, it is maybe increased by 0.2. Can I say that? 0.2 out of 10.
0.2 out of 10.
0.2 out of 10.
I just want to point out, I'm not a fan of tofu either,
dude. All right, cool.
But a good debater doesn't care.
Yeah,
you've got to make us believe that you like tofu.
A clear, precise argument.
Corbs likes a bit of land food.
I love land food. I had land food before I came here. So I haven't had water food for decades. Oh.
Why are you changing the name for seafood? Seafood already has an appropriate name.
No, I like water food. There's three types of food in the world. There's sky food, land food, and water food.
Where would you put chickens?
Sky food.
Really?
Well, they can jump.
No,
mate, I can jump.
Yeah, but, well...
A kangaroo, is that sky food?
Technically.
Anything... How is that at all, technically?
Well, cows can't jump, so they're land food.
Elephants can't jump,
pigs,
land food.
Oh, pigs can jump. I saw that at the Royal Show.
Pigs fly?
Yeah, so technically any food that...
What's the one that
is...
So horses would be...
They're, sky food. No, steeplechasers. They're land, sky food.
Interesting.
Okay, so slugs are land food. Yeah. I should point out, when I said land food originally, I included chicken.
Well, maybe there's a... Yeah, anything that can travel higher than 3 meters is sky food.
3 meters. So that means chickens now are land food.
And they can get up to
3 meters.
They can
get 3 meters, right?
Maybe.
Oh, 3.
That's what I'm talking about. This is digressing horribly. Yeah. Who cares how high chickens can get?
All right. Long story short, 0.2. All
right.
0.2.
I accept that.
All right. So now my argument for fish. Now, this one was a wee bit of a tricky one. Fish's, your debate was Ford versus Holden. Yourself being a stoic Ford supporter.
What would you do at this point if I just said, no, I'm not?
I would continue anyway.
I am listeners, just for the record.
And consider kicking you off the podcast.
he's brought the cheat sheet.
Yeah, I brought a cheat sheet. Ladies and gentlemen. Because I want to be more well prepared than the old Fezzi.
Than the fuck up across the table.
And the main reason I require this cheat sheet is because I know nothing about Holden or Ford. So,
oh, mate, there's nothing like a Ford big block.
Well, you're about to hear the contrary.
I don't know pretty much nothing about tofu either or salamis.
Have you never eaten tofu before?
Haven't you done an assignment before, Fez? Stephen's got fucking
anyway,
references.
Someone keep the time.
Alright.
Give me a minute and a half to convince this dude why I should be changing his colours.
Ready?
Come at me, bro.
Go.
Alright, Holden. Holden and Holden Drivers sponsor a wide variety of charities.
Oh, my God.
Including charities that help the environment, such as partnerships with Landscape Australia. And they're developing new technology to save our environment. What's Ford doing? Who does Ford sponsor? Oh, I don't know. How about the Nazis?
Oh!
Geelong?
That's right.
The Nazis.
Henry Ford. Well-known Nazi sympathizer.
Oh.
Yeah, so get off your Ford badge, put a swastika on the front of it. Also, Holden's are bloody Australian, man. They were here well before the bloody Fords dropped over. 12 years, in fact.
Mm.
So, count yourself as the true Aussie bloke. Gotta be getting yourself a Commodore, mate. Now, I know what you're thinking. But the... but Ford...
So natural.
Fords drive better. Have you heard of a little dude called Peter Brock, mate? Oh. Quite possibly the best driver of all time. In summary, don't be a fraud and drive a Ford. Drive a Holden and you will be goaded.
Hey, he rhymed.
Wow.
My sweet...
I should point out as well that there's actually no evidence linking the fact that Henry Ford funded the Nazi regime, but it is well documented he was a Nazi sympathizer.
You basically accused Ford of as being like Hitler's private army.
No.
All the Jewish people in America right now are just selling up.
So, what do you think about that?
Apart from it sounding like a lecture at the start.
That's what I was going for. That's how debates work, my friend.
Very well struck.
I'm going to grade it on a few things. Research was there.
Thank you.
It was put in.
Thank you.
Rhyme's going to take a couple of points off. Rhyming at the
points
end.
Off? Points off? Points on, mate.
Fuck. I'm struggling to come to terms with what just happened to me.
Exactly. That's what a good... You just got slammed, dude.
You know, the Nazis are a big sway point in any debate.
Thank you.
True or not. But, yeah, I'll probably give you... I'm not convinced, but I'll give you... I'll give you a 5. That was a
5?
Good that was a good effort.
So, you don't mind Holden?
No, well, I don't think it's going to be an issue in about 5 years anyway, because Ford are just going to stop making my favourite car anyway, so... Cool. Probably just end up with Holden as a fucking result anyway.
Alright.
Nice.
Cool.
So, fuck right. off.
Good convincing.
Yeah. So, you got the last debate then, Fezzy. I mean, Fishy.
Whoa. Yeah, big slip of the tongue.
The biggest diss ever?
I didn't mind you calling Henry Ford a Nazi.
You Nazi sympathizer, not a Nazi. Nazi sympathizer.
You're calling me Fez. That's next level shit.
That's true.
Wow, sure. I didn't know I was worse than it.
Yeah, if Warren was associated with Fez, would you just drop it right now?
I'd go around and like actively destroy them.
I'd start burning people's cars.
With
or without them in it.
Give us.
Alrighty.
My debate is
ready.
Aimed at the Fez.
Yep.
Let it be known that Fez is quite a Biggie fan.
Yep.
Notorious, for those of you playing at home. And my debate is to convince him that Tupac is better than Biggie. The age-old debate, you know.
Yeah.
Divided countries.
Let's go. Start it.
Yeah, start the time. Hit me up, Quibzy.
Yo.
All right, Fezzy. Uh-huh. I want you to look at me.
Yeah.
All right, you concentrating? Biggie is shit. All
right. Not as well structured.
Look at his physique. He is a fat fuck. That's probably what killed him. They just shot his body a couple of times to make him look like he didn't die of a hideous heart attack. Tupac, cut. He is shredded. Also, look at the collaborations. Biggie? Well, it's not actually collaborations. Someone just remixed him with a Miley Cyrus song. But that's shit. Tupac? Elton John. Fantastic guy. Great artist. What was my other point?
Well, you got 50 seconds to think of it.
I had another one. Hang on. Bear with me, Fez.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, Tupac died first as well. So Biggie's mates just copied him to try and sell off some records. Everybody knows your shit sells better if you're dead.
Closing statement?
Marketing ploy. Biggie sucks.
All right.
And he's fat.
Oh. Any more little disses you want to throw in? You got 10 seconds.
Sticks.
Like what?
Shit.
Yeah.
Fez, reaction.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's just as bad, probably even worse than mine.
Oh. Ow.
First of all, I don't judge a musician by their physique. I mean,
I actually like Biggie a lot better than Tupac. I must admit, I'm quite a Biggie fan. That was hard to do. I'm
Biggie
sorry.
Baby.
I'm sorry, Biggie. I didn't enjoy doing that.
All right, give us a number.
I'll say.
Come on, Fez. You're convinced, aren't you? You're convinced. Number. Yeah, you're
0.01.
Oh!
So, almost
wouldn't
no.
even bat an eyelid.
Yeah.
At it.
Right. But I was so aggressive towards his, like, you know, general.
You just said he's shit with no reasoning.
I agree. He was shit.
Oh, I did say that. That did come out of my mouth.
Yeah, it was the main argument. All right, let's keep it going, guys, because we're stretching a bit over time than we usually do. Fez, hit us up with your segment.
Now it's Fez's movie review. Okay, well, last fortnight I told everyone to watch The Mummy.
Yep.
Classic old film.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the reason I said it is because I reckon it was the film that I thought I was, like, my first scary film as a kid.
I was scared. Kid was a bit freaky.
He did consume people.
Yeah.
I think when he just dissolves into sand, he's like, ah! And he gets all, that's weird.
But yeah,
to tell you the truth, it's the only thing from the film I remember.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to the point. Like, what was the first like scary film you guys had seen at that kind of
your
time?
Sex tape.
Really, I was quite aroused by Fez's sex tape.
The Mummy was probably up there. Oh no, I saw RoboCop. RoboCop freaked the shit out of me.
Yeah. RoboCop. What from RoboCop freaked out?
When he's getting like dismembered at the start of it.
Yeah.
I was six, mate.
Yeah, tell me the stuff from back then would have been the scariest film you would have saw.
Me, I'm struggling to like Land Before Time or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Was this like the first?
That was sad.
Movie that scared us.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine would probably be Return to Oz. It was a sequel to The Wizard of Oz that was made in like the late 80s or something, and it was just more kind of gothic and weird. Like the monkeys had. Like squeaky old iron wheels instead of hands and feet, and they'll just like scoot along and be like, ah! And that's
weird.
Fucking weird.
That is weird.
And they had like half clothed, half human feet. It was odd. It was odd. It scared me.
Yeah.
Well, when you say it scared, did you think of it like, oh, you know, when I go to bed, hopefully there's not going to be.
No, no, it's more just the image of it. It was just like such a weird,
For me,
bizarre
well.
Image that you're like, nah, that doesn't rub me the right way.
Yeah, just shouldn't be there. It's just not right. Same with RoboCop. Like, it wasn't, I wasn't like having nightmares about Robocop coming to get me. I was probably older than six. I was probably about nine. But
Robocop was the good guy.
Yeah. But yeah, but just like the amount of gore and stuff in it freaked me out and scared me that somebody could be that cruel to another person.
Actually, when I was younger, I did get quite upset when in Home Alone, I think it was. I'm not sure which number. There's like 12 of them. One of the bad guys gets electrocuted.
Oh, yeah. That's
the first one. And then he goes like into like a skeleton.
Yeah.
And I watched it back, and it's not only not scary, but I'm pretty sure the skeleton's like animated. And I'm like, what is my deal?
Anyway, so back to topic, which was the actual review of The Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
How many Anaxunamuns out of five? I don't know.
Yeah. We're doing this movie review quick. We didn't even really talk about the
movie. No. But that's what it's made.
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't seen it in a while. I'd give it like...
Just to be clear, none of us actually watched it again.
I'd give it a 6 out of 10.
Mm.
It was good. Like, I just didn't... I was like, make up what type of movie you are. Are you a comedy? Are you an action? Are you supposed to be scary?
I like the comic relief in it. Because I just like it. It's good. It's a good break. It's a good break. You can't be on edge for that long. Your body needs a rest. And Brendan Fraser provides that. And I love him for it. Thank you, Brendan.
Actually, just wondering, what other main... Is that the only, like, Brendan Fraser... When you think Brendan Fraser, do you think The Mummy or...
No. Encino Man, is that the name of it?
George the Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Encino Man, that's what I was trying to say. It's like some frozen caveman.
Oh, yeah, very that similar. Was a brilliant film.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
What about that? Maybe next week. Let's see what he's got in store for us.
What about that new one, Journey to the Center of the Earth?
That looks pretty much the same as The Mummy, just what he wears and that.
Yeah. He has a very specific, like...
Yeah, he's either, like, set. Jungle Man or some, like, comedy relief adventure.
Yeah, it's like, what's his name? Ron Burgundy.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. He plays the same character, just with different names in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Except Stranger Than Fiction. That's a good movie
as well. That is quite a good movie. I was actually pleasantly surprised. But,
But all not movies that we were supposed to be talking about. So what would you rate it? What would you rate The Mummy?
Right, I'd give it a 7. I quite enjoyed it, I reckon, when I first saw it. It was a valid, like, good movie at the time.
Yeah.
I'll give it a... Yeah, I'll give it a 6 as well. Because it wasn't... Look, I only remembered one thing from it, so if that's all I can remember, but it wasn't terrible, it's 6, yeah. It
hasn't left a lasting impression.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't really affected my life.
Yeah,
so,
I'll give it a 6 as well, just because, it's one of those films, you watch it, it's like, you sit, like a lazy, if you're not doing anything on a Saturday night, just get some popcorn and watch it.
Why did you pick it if it wasn't a great movie? What are you doing?
I didn't actually think of a movie at the time, and I just came to my head and I just said, yep, Mummy. But yeah, for next week...
I'm glad you put a lot of thought into this podcast.
So, to be honest, were you just sitting there looking at DVDs in Steven's collection? Mummy.
So what's the movie next week?
Pineapple Express.
Hey!
Okay.
Good.
Cool.
Finally, we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Twitter questions now.
Twitter
questions. We've actually had quite a few this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, listeners. Keep them coming. We do enjoy seeing your tweets. That almost sounded sexual.
Yeah, show us your tweets. I want to see your tweets between my sheets.
Get your twits.
Get your twits out.
Yeah.
Twits out for the boys. Twits out for the boys.
That'll be a new segment.
That's what we'll call it from now on.
Twits out for the boys.
Yeah, we changed it.
Done.
We can turn any topic into basically, sexual vilification.
Fun form or another. Yeah. First question is from Podcast Addict. She's still addicted.
Still addicted.
At Dusty65Curry. Her question is, if you could name a town or city, what would it be? So let's quickly go around. Corbsy.
I would call the city a ball sack. So when people grow up and they leave that town, people will be like, oh, where do you come from? And you can say, a ball sack. And it's technically right in both ways.
That's good.
We're just going to pop down a ball sack for the album.
What would yours be, Fish?
I don't know. It could be,
could be anything, you're right.
No, I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Now maybe you could call that your town, I don't know.
I don't know.
Where are you from? Yeah. I don't know. That'd be confusing.
I think I'd call it somewhere. Oh, we're going to head somewhere.
Yeah, not bad.
Somewhere.
That's annoying. I'd name mine Disneyland, so the kids get really excited. And then you end in like some shit country town.
But it has to be a hell shit town.
Yeah. Just right, one bakery and a park with a rusty cannon in the middle. That's
one,
it.
One bakery with my car in it.
Yeah. Fez?
Narnia.
Narnia?
Yeah.
What's that?
Just because my street sounds like that. And it's the first thing came to my head.
Gay.
Alright, cool. Next question from Anson Francais, which is at Andy Hennessy. She says, if you could be part of any universe, books, comics, TV shows, movies, etc., what universe would it be? So she's getting at, like, would you like to live, you know, in the Super Mario world or...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fez? Gotham City.
Gotham City?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know you wouldn't be Batman. You'd just be like a background character.
Yeah, I know.
You're pretty much... Awesome. No, but you probably wouldn't even be that. You'd just be a normal... Pretty much what
Yeah. But still, but Batman exists.
Just requires very little effort.
So you just like to know that Batman exists. Yeah. That makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be in Donkey Kong 64.
Oh, good game.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, what are you busting out the games for?
Well, that's the only game I've got. That's the only game I've got.
Yeah,
but that's nice.
It doesn't have to be a game. It could be a movie or anything.
Yeah, no, I'll go with Donkey Kong 64 still.
All right.
Because, you know, lovely beaches, rainforest, everything.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, I would have to... I was going to say X-Men because I'd want some sweet mutant powers, but you could end up with a dud.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can make my ears wiggle excessively. I would have to go Pokemon. I've always dreamed of being a Pokemon.
Oh, master. That would be good.
Yeah,
you know, you turn like 16 or whatever the hell it is, and you roll out and you just travel and fight people. Fucking good.
And that's cool. Even?
Mine would be the future part of Back to the Future 2, purely for hoverboards.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should have thought about mine.
I'm McFly!
Alright. Next Twitter question. And yeah, thanks a lot for these guys.
That was a good question.
Yeah. This one's from Scott Fremont. At Scott Fremont. His question is, have your parents ever caught you jerking off? Now, maybe let's expand this a little bit. Have they ever caught you doing anything a little untoward? Because, yeah.
Maybe.
Just so it's not, no. So.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe they have.
No.
Maybe everyone's
yeah, no,
yes.
Yeah, mine's no.
Have you ever done anything sus, Fez?
No.
Nice.
All right, shut up, Fez. Next.
No, haven't caught me jacking off. That's for sure.
I'm very sneaky.
And now I'm trying to think of something that I've done that's been of susness.
I just picture Lee, like, his mum walking in on him with, like, some dude tied up in the basement with a gimp mask. Lee standing there with a leather whip and, like, bondage. Arseless chaps.
I'll bring you some sandwiches.
Yeah.
No, well, to answer your question, no, they have never caught me jacking off. But... Yeah. They haven't caught me doing anything sus.
Anything sus, alright. Equally boring.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to disappoint you there, man.
I may have been, but if me and the missus are doing, you know, having happy time or something, we'll generally have the covers on and the door shut, so if anything happens, it just looks like you're cuddling.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Ferociously.
And I think it should be said that you haven't been caught that you know of. Perhaps your mom's been like coming in to give you some juice or something, heard the noise, slowly backed away. Because if I was a parent, I would never let my kid know that I had.
No.
I'd scar them for life.
Have you guys heard the story of the dude who was like masturbating at his computer or something, and I think he either had his headphones on or he had his and like the mum's come in, put the sandwich down and left, and he's just noticed the sandwich and thought, fuck.
And
he's just been spanking the monkey the whole time. Like, as a parent, wouldn't you just be like, I'm out.
That's what you'd like to think.
Close Pandora's box and just leave, like, throw that bitch in the ocean.
Likewise, I've never been caught jerking off. Similar to Fish, I've been some sexual acts where I'm pretty sure my parents have known what's up, but nothing that they've made particularly awkward for me, which is appreciated.
It's hard not for them. You like to get pretty vocal, don't you?
Well, you've heard me. All right. Next one's from Katie R at Quilted Magnolia. Her question was, what's the first thing each of you would do if you woke up as a female? And just no one would say play with boobs because everyone would say that.
I was going to say, I think everyone's answer would be the same.
First thing I'd do, call him sick to work. Easy excuse. Ring up. What have you got? Woman's problems? Ooh, don't want to hear about it.
Ooh, very good.
Bang.
Very well played.
Fuck.
fish.
It only works though if you've got a female boss. Oh, male boss, sorry. Because another like a female boss would be like, don't be a girl, get in. Yeah. Male boss would be like, la 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 la. I would literally put everything and anything I could inside myself.
Oh, yes! So messed up. Oh, mine's gonna sink. So
I would,
lame.
I would be the biggest tart.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, mine was similar in a way. I'd be a bit of a tart as well, but I just go to a pub and just like flirt with all the guys and just get heaps of drinks bought from me. I just have free nights out. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Wake up. Well, admittedly, I'm waking up. Let's assume it's later in the day. I'm waking up.
You're finished playing with yourself. Like, this feels cool.
Yeah. Go to the local pub. Get smashed.
I'd work out whether or not the G spot did exist. So I'm pretty sure it's a fable.
I'm on the page with Steve and just, you know, just use that.
Yeah, how would you use it though? I'd get free drinks. What would you do?
Heroin.
Free drinks. This would be like, I'd get them to hold the door open for me. That would be nice for once.
Yeah, I had that in mind.
I just want someone to buy me flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually thought of that as well.
I was mocking you and it was real, that's it. Yep. Alright, and
just do the dishes all day?
Yeah.
What a woman should be doing?
Come on.
No one else agrees.
Someone had to go there.
Alright, and the final question we have is, sorry if I pronounced your name wrong by the way, but it's Shelley Aussie 85, or Shelley Hicks. And her question
Shelley.
Is... Yeah, I hope I'm pronounced. If I'm butchering it, let me know. But her question is, if you could make up a day between Sunday and Monday, what would you call it?
Ah, Thursday.
Nothing happens.
Yeah. It'd be like, that's the best answer.
It'd be like Monday, like, but shit. Yeah. What would you call it?
Mine would be Preparation Day, and it falls in between Sunday and Monday. Because everyone, like, that's most people work Monday to Friday, and after your Saturday night bender... One day isn't enough to get back to feeling normal and then realise the crushing lull of having to go to work again.
Like a catch-up day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you've got, all right, this is truly a day where I will sit here and
that's what Thursday was, like the day between...
Well, you didn't explain it, did you?
You can't just say
nothing
Thursday.
Happens.
You can't just say
no,
Thursday.
But you're preparing. You're preparing
fish?
For that brutal...
What would yours be?
I would say fun day. So, what is it between Sunday and Monday?
Yeah.
You just go out and have fun. Like, it's a law. You have to go. It's like church, but you've got to go and have fun.
Okay. Who regulates that? Literally the fun police?
Yeah. Quite literally, it's an institution called the fun police.
So blow into this healing balloon. Yeah. And can you recite your name?
Yeah.
No, that is good. Mine would just be, like, hamburger day.
Hamburger day. That's most of my days.
Everyone, because I enjoy hamburgers, and I like to have an excuse to eat hamburgers.
That's it.
Especially with this new workout thing that I'm trying to do. It's like, I don't want to feel bad about myself eating a hamburger.
Yeah.
I want to feel good. That's what the day says. Yeah.
Hamburgers would be up there with my favourite land foods.
Good land food, though.
Yeah, land food for life, man.
Good to have land.
All right, that takes us to the end of our Twitter questions. But if you'd like to tweet us a question, you can... tweet us on Twitter at twitter.com/goodfriends_NFez. You can also post questions to our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. Yeah. And of course, you can like us there. You can give us iTunes reviews. You can pretty much help us out however you'd like to. And we'd appreciate it greatly.
Yeah. Send us a sexy selfie if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not so many guys there.
No, we're open.
No, yeah, I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah.
And I think Leroy has a quick thing that he'd like to also say.
Hello, listeners. Well, you know that I always pre-record my segment and send it to my good friend Steven, who eventually has to go through all the trouble to edit this. I was wondering, while recording this, I actually have the epiphany. We, the Good Friends and Fez, would like to hear from our listeners. Literally. When I say literally, we would like you to pre-record your questions or your shout-outs, and we'll put it to our show so you can listen and your friends can listen to you while you are on our podcast. It's simple. Just pre-record your voice memo onto your iPhone, iPad, and send it to our email. Send it to goodfriendsandfez@gmail.com.
So let's just do some quick shout-outs amongst us then. Fezzy, do you have any?
Yeah, shout-out to the listeners. They've still been following us since the... start.
Yeah, grow keep it. Spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word, you know, keep it up.
Spread it.
Spread that word.
Spread it. Spread those big hairy words.
Are you Lee? Spreading your
Me? I'm going to do a bit of a shameless self-promotion. If you live in Adelaide or you want to come down to Adelaide on the 12th of June at 9 o'clock, I'm doing a encore of my Fringe show, which was a sellout, may I add.
It was a good show as well.
Yeah. Solid show. It's called Too Much. It's with another great comic called Brandon Manorino. It's $10. It's at Harry's Bar, which is on Grenfell Street. Please come along so I can stop doing these fucking podcasts.
Which you love, right?
Which I love! Which I love and cherish!
Remember when I said it was a good show? Let me take that bit back. No, it is great fun. You'll have a good time. Go see
yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to the tweeters this week. There were some good questions. I really enjoyed them. Keep them coming in.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
Thanks for the questions.
And I'd just like to do a shout out to our comrades who aren't here, Lexus and Leroy.
Fallen comrades, if you will.
Well...
And
Fallen would be Tyson.
And the teabag.
Yeah. Oh, but I've heard a rumor that Tyson might be coming back.
Hey!
Fish looks scared. We'll figure something out. Fans, take us out. This one's going overboard.
Well, thanks, listeners, for tuning in. Next fortnight will be episode 14. Hopefully, it'll be a lot better than this week's. And stay tuned.
Imagine. Nothing like beating us up, man.
Did that just happen?